Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started. Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? I'm super excited to be back here on another Wednesday episode, man. Having a smooth week so far. I got zero complaints. The content's going crazy, man. My clients is killing it. We had a great show on, what was that? On Sunday, we had a great show. So, listen, I got zero complaints here, man. And with all that being said, let's make one request that we make on every episode. If it is your first time watching, I ask that you do one thing. I ask that you hit the like button. You're probably wondering why I got to hit the like button for this ninja with the blue shirt on with the red headphones that don't match the couch, that don't match the pillows. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. We got the most haters out of any other fitness podcast out. We got the most rumors out of any other fitness podcast out. The most backlash out of any other fitness podcast out. Listen, it's super crazy out here, man. And we're going to say that for the end of the episode. If you're a returner, I need you to hit the like button. And shout out to the one and only Playback Gang, a.k.a. the PBG. They keep the show alive. Shout out to the Playback Gang. I need the Playback Gang to hit the like button. And listen, man, we gonna address some things towards the end of the podcast, because it's really getting crazy out here. The hate is real. All right, I'm starting to realize it's me. It ain't personal trainers. It ain't fitness coaches. They just don't like me. And the reason I know they don't like me is because I'm out here breaking up friendships. No cap. Listen, I got a text message today. Somebody was like, yeah, I should read it to y'all. Actually, I ain't going to read it to y'all. I'll give y'all the surface level. But somebody was like, hey, look, man, I just lost a friend because of you. I said, what?
What?
They said, I lost a friend because of you. I said, what?
What?
So apparently some girl was going around talking to her friend. She didn't know that the girl used to train with me. So she goes up to her friend. You know, I don't like C. Marty. He hate black women.
What?
You know, he got Lil D energy.
What?
It's given he doesn't have any clients.
What?
He needs something to do. I don't like him. Whole time, the girl used to train with me. And she was a good client, too. So she was like, oh, nah. C. Marty solid. You got to chill on C. Marty.
What?
Oh, no. He Lil D energy. So then they not friends no more.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
Listen, I'm not here to break up friendships, clearly. But hey, if that happens, it happens, man. And people who rock with me, and that's real. People who rock with me, they gonna rock with me. You know, I would do the same for somebody. If I heard someone spreading a rumor about somebody, I'd be like, yo, that's not true. That's just not true. But anyway, that's just part of the game, man. It's just part of the game, and I'm flattered. And with all that being said, let's talk to the fam before we get this show started. And it is what it is, and you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go.
DeMarco.
Frost Knight, what up? Steph, what up? Live on a Wednesday. Hey. Gene, what up? YouTube has a 2025 recap, and you are my number one channel watched. Hey, it's a party. 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 Appreciate it. Hey, anybody else, if I'm your number one channel watch, let me know. I appreciate it, man. We working hard over here. Big Spider in the building. Marty, you got a job. Ain't seen you on the No Job crew in a minute. Nah, I've been in there. But I was in there. I saw you today. I was on the Stairmaster, and Spider-Man walked in late.
Nope.
He walked in all late with that weak-ass jersey on.
Nope.
And I think you had a weak-ass jersey on from what I remember.
Nope.
And then when I got off the Stairmaster, I ain't going to lie, I got up out of there. I was ready to go. But what's up, dog? I seen you the other day, too. I went upstairs.
Nope.
Marty got the New York Yankees and Knicks blue on. Oh, brother. Oh, brother. Which demographic you get the most hate from? What you think?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Black women talk the most shit about me. Mind you, the first thing I do every morning, Monday through Friday, is help black women. And my clients don't play about me. Y'all say that shit in front of my clients, they gonna defend me. That's one thing about my clients. So I got more black women that'll defend me than talk trash about me. So you doing something right, haters gonna hate. Had to pause the Diddy documentary and tap into the podcast. What's going on, Jalen? Appreciate that. Sup, Punkin? Did you see the clip of that podcast where the chick spazzed out on the dude and tried to knock his cap off? Funny that happened. No, I didn't see that. That's crazy. People that really fuck with you defend your name when you're not around. Appreciate you, dog. Water carton. I ain't see that, y'all. Marty ducking Spider mode because he still want that 40. Spider mode needs some bread. Hey, let's start a GoFundMe for Spider mode. No job having that. chicks love cutting friends off for bullshit. Yep, absolutely. Joe Thomas, what up? Would you train Diddy after he came home if the money? Yeah, I would train Diddy. Why wouldn't I train Diddy? Training Diddy don't mean I'm about to be at Diddy parties rubbing baby oil on ninjas. That's not what that means.
No Diddy, you know?
If he gonna pay me, let's train. I do my job and go home. I don't get in that funny business, all right? Anyway, it is what it is. You know, I'm gonna tell the truth. You know I gotta go. Let's get this episode started. Yeah. All right. We got your girl Samira. Samira's mad at the parking meter. If you saw my Instagram yesterday, she's mad at the parking meter being fat phobic. What does that mean? And no, I know it sounds crazy. Let's check it out. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
Diet culture on the parking meters. Why do we have on the parking meter, sometimes I diet, don't feed me on the following holidays?
Don't feed me on the following holidays, meaning don't put money into the parking meter. Because the parking is free on the holiday. But she said it's fat phobia.
Why are we promoting fat phobia and diet culture even on the parking meters?
And this is the problem with America. Everyone is so hypersensitive. We're calling everything fat phobia. as she walks around with a Harvard sweatshirt on and is a Harvard graduate.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
The top of the top academic people in this country can be retarded. They can have no common sense. They can be hypersensitive to the point where they deny science.
In LA, I just...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It gets to a point. It really does get to a point. This is an issue, and this needs to be fixed. West Hollywood.
No, it doesn't.
This is actually disgusting.
It doesn't need to be fixed. It does not need to be fixed.
Oh, it doesn't brother, need to be fixed. This guy stinks.
This is a personal issue with her, right? She's insecure about her weight. She wants to feel great about it, so she's forcing the world to try to make her feel great about it. And look at her the same way she looks at herself with her big ass. Right? So she lies to herself, tells herself she's great, she's beautiful, all this and that. She wants the same treatment from us. And that's just not how the world works. People are going to treat you a certain way based off how you look. Right? And so all of this, you beautiful queen, you thick, you juicy, I still smash, I still eat it up. If you think I'm lying, we got examples on the podcast today about it. But this is what it turns into. You would have think after Cardi B got on her ass, she would have chilled out.
What?
She did not chill out. She's right back at it, right? And I'm telling you this. People are becoming less and less tolerant with this behavior. People are telling the truth. People are being mean. People are being, quote, unquote, fat phobic or fat phobia or whatever. People saying it straight up. And I'm going to drop a teaser for later in the podcast. Southwest got rid of that seat belt. No, I'm sorry. They got rid of that double seat. If you're plus size, you can... get a free extra seat if you're plus size. They got rid of that. The world is returning back to normal and returning back to common sense. We got to keep putting our foot down and applying the pressure because it's getting crazy out here. All right. If you want to see my whole reaction to that, because we got a lot to go over today, so I ain't spending much time on that. Go check my Instagram and my TikTok. I reacted to that joint. Let's get in these comments. We're gonna keep it going because, like I said, we got a packed show tonight. Let's keep it going, man. I read Joe Thomas. Diddy would want to do yoga with you, Unc. Man, shut up. Couldn't blame Costco for the baby oil surprise. Harvard still didn't send that cease and desist. They really need to. They really need to. This is a Harvard graduate walking around mad at a parking meter because it's free on holidays. And they said, don't feed me. Ridiculous. What's good, Source? Daniel Shander, what up? Does Samira exist to complain about things? Sis will find fat phobia in anything. Well, you know what, though? And it's another thing about the content creation game. I think she took a break. She took a hiatus when Cardi B got on her ass. And that money was so good. The money was flowing in that she had to get back to it. So she's back on this shit. Don't forget, a lot of this rhetoric and a lot of this bullshit that people put out there, they're getting paid for it. So they don't care what you think about them. I mean, I do it to an extent. Not as bad as her, but I do it to an extent. I know if I piss people off, it's going to be a nice little TikTok check or a nice little YouTube check. So remember that, too, when you're watching this bullshit on the internet. The idiots are the ones who believe it. I saw that post. They were in the comments supporting her bullshit, whatever that shit is. It's ridiculous, bro. Fat fatigue is real. Jet fuel ain't cheap. Free seats. Mama Ross, what up? She's still trying to get people canceled like it's 2015. Nobody cares. Exactly. Get your big ass cheeseburger and get your big ass on.
It's Wendy's.
Keep ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Let's keep this thing going. We got this girl here. Y'all could guess what community she's from. Keisha community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
She says, y'all talking about dating big girls, but we ain't losing no weight. We ain't losing her weight. She got her mind made up. She going to be a big back forever.
Big back activity.
Let's check out what she had to say and make sure y'all hit the like button, man.
Can y'all just hear me out? I'm tired of people trying to make plus size and dating a content.
Red flag right there. Let's review her English. I'm tired of people making plus size and dating a content. What?
What?
Are you tired of people making content about plus size girls and dating? What is a content? That doesn't make sense. So we know she's about to say some stupid shit. Let's keep it going.
Like, oh, you don't like big girls or want to know like why we, how we date and all that. Like at the end of the day, we're not losing weight.
Well, she told you she's not losing weight. But remember a couple weeks ago, they said, get you a big girlfriend and take her to the gym. And I said, you can't force a woman to get in the gym and live a lifestyle she don't want to live. And they said, I'm not a real man because I'm not a leader.
Nope.
Because I can't lead her to the gym.
Nope.
But she already got up in her mind, she ain't going to the gym. But see, Marty's not a real man and not a leader. See, I be proving these motherfuckers wrong. Let's keep it going.
Whoop-dee-doo. You don't like big girls. Mm. Whoop-dee-fucking-doo. Like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. What do you want? Why do we keep having a conversation about the obvious? Girl was talking about, like, dating being a plus-size girl, blah, 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 blah. And I just was, like, feeling like, speak for yourself. Like, I could care less about what these men be talking about and what they be doing and how they be doing.
So now y'all, hold up. So how about caring about your health? How about caring about your longevity, your mental state, your PCOS, your menstruation, your pregnancy? What else women got? Ronif, what else they got? Where my doctors at in here, nurses? What else women got that working out helps? That's beneficial to work out? What else they got? You don't care about that. You just don't care what a ninja think. Very male-centered, huh?
For real, like, do you like me or not? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Because I ain't never gave a flying fuck if you don't like big girls.
And that's why you're talking from the neck up. Because we know if you put the camera on that body, all we would hear is this. Fuck, we at the zoo.
Whoop-de-fucking-do.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, we cooked out here.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
So all that, I'm going to take a thick girl and, you know, bring her to the gym, make her a fit, curvy joint. All that shit is cap.
Stop the cap.
They already got in their mind they not losing no weight. They like eating. They like being comfortable. Right, they like the validation they get from social media and their fellow black community.
You know, black people.
No, they're not changing, right? And that's why I tell y'all, that's why I don't argue with certain people. People got their mind made up, right? They're never going to be fit. They're never going to agree with me. So why am I going to go out of my way, stress myself out to explain to these motherfuckers the real shit? It doesn't even make sense. You leave people behind, whether that's your family, whether it's a relationship. All you can do is lead by example. And if they want to step up to the plate, that's on them. But fellas, there's no leading a woman with that mindset. She's cooked and she's going to regret it in 10, 20 years. So leave her ass alone. And it is what it is. And you know, I'm going to tell the truth and you know, I got to go. Seth said, that's Burger King.
It's Burger King.
She built like Burger King. Rhonda, what up? Why is she covering that triple chin? You know why she covering that triple chin. She don't want us to see it. She make a video like that, she don't want us to see it. She hiding that double chin. She did see that video you showed of the lady in the car talking about how she attracted weird motherfuckers while she was overweight and didn't date. Probably the video she watched. She didn't see that video, yep. Hey, it is what it is. No neck talking shit about what she ain't about to do. This how you get... You're out of here, buddy. Turning to politics. This how you get Republican? Oh, man, that's crazy work. Hey, he said it, not me. What position? I mean, I'm 6 feet tall, so I... Point guard, shooting guard. I ain't really have a choice, brother. Anyway, I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going.
This
woman says that black men won't date a fat black woman, but they'll date a fat white woman. What y'all think?
Stop the cap.
Let's check it out. We'll debunk it, of course, because that's what we do on this episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
About black women being overweight. One, as you can see by my double chin, I'm overweight. And okay. I'm not saying we don't need to lose weight because we need to just get healthier just in general. It's not about just losing weight. It's just about getting healthier. So you.
Well, if you get healthier, you're probably going to drop some body fat and turn, you'll drop some weight. But anyway, let's keep
going. Live longer so you can walk more, so you can move more, so you can breathe better. But the same men, or most of the men who be saying that, they're not really skinny. They're overweight as well.
Deflection. So instead of noticing where you need to improve, you just point out something that the men need to improve. Men do that shit too. When men are called out on what they need to improve, they bring up something the women need to improve. No accountability. That's why the black community's cooked.
Nope.
You know, typical rebuttal, but let's check it out.
But they don't care. It's all about black women being overweight. Two, this is how those same men wanna talk about or compare us to other women, like white women, black, Asian women, Mexican women, whatever. Those same men would rather take a white fat woman over a black fat woman. One of them.
See, this is that bullshit.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
See, this that shit. I'm not going for that shit. First of all, go to any black neighborhood. You're going to see an abundance of black women, whether you're in a hood or a black suburb. You're going to see an abundance of overweight black women. Who are they married to? Who are they husbands?
Nope.
Black men. Black men. Do black men marry fat white women? Yes, they do. But it's not even close to the same rate as fat black women. Anybody who grew up in a black neighborhood or has black family members, aunts and uncles, a lot of us mothers and fathers, we know that. So y'all can stop this bullshit right here.
Two. Mexican men love they tuntas. They love they ass. So it's just like a lot of these black men, they don't care about your health. They just want you to be attractive enough to be with them. Because there are.
I know. Actually, if they want you to get smaller, they probably care about your health. The ones that want to keep you fat are the ones who don't care about your health. This is the shit I'm talking about. And you could, like I always say, we could blame whatever. But when we look at the mindsets, and we look at the logic, and we look at the reasoning, a lot of it makes no fucking sense. You're saying a guy doesn't care about your health because he's asking you to lose weight, but he cares about your health when he wants you to stay big as hell? That's when he cares about your health. That's a good man. He's a real man. You guys are fucking pitiful.
There are skinny women out there that they can get with, but for some reason they can't get those women. So they want all of us fat girls to lose weight so they can eventually try to get with us.
This is insane.
And like I said again, I'm not saying we don't need to lose weight because I want to be healthy. I want to be able to be 70 something, still be able to move and probably do a flip.
Actions speak louder than words.
50 to 70 people who are fit, who are healthy, who could probably do way more than I can do. So I'm not saying we don't need to lose weight. But what I'm saying is that I attack black women a lot. Y'all really don't care about us for real. Y'all just want us to be attractive.
This is why people think I don't like black women. Because I point out where the improvements are, I point out the issues in the mindset, and they call it attacking.
Enough so you can want to F. Because for me, it's weird that if you don't like fat people, the moment I lose weight, now you want to get with me. It's kind of like you always wanted to be with me, but you was ashamed of what society may think of you for being with me. And not.
Well, I'm sorry. People choose their partners. They do. You do want society to kind of look at your partner and respect them. You don't want to. Nobody wants to walk around with somebody and everybody like, why the fuck you? Why you with her? Why you with him? That's human nature. So yeah, people do care. People definitely care.
I lost the weight. Now it gives you the right to be with me. When I say again, a lot of these same black men who don't like fat black women would love a fat white woman. I've seen it.
Yeah, these women, but these women need to go to therapy.
I feel like black women just get a lot of hate for existing because either we're too loud, we don't talk enough, we don't say hello in the grocery stores. If we had an attitude, we're a mad black woman, but let a Mexican have attitude. Ooh, she's a sexy mamacita.
All right, that's enough of that. All right, we don't have time for that shit.
This guy
we don't have time for that shit. But you see the nonsense, man. You see the nonsense. A lot of this shit is made up. And people, when they don't want to improve, when they want to stay in the same spot, they'll literally make up a lie to convince themselves to stay there. Right? There's no way that black men are marrying more fat white women than fat black women. It's impossible. At the obesity rates in the black community, it's literally impossible. If most of the women in the community are overweight, and most black men are married to black women. It makes no fucking sense. So stop believing all of this propaganda on social media. It's a lot of it. And I mean, I'm kind of getting off of fitness now, but it's a lot of it about black men hating black women and black women hating black men. All that bullshit, man. Peel the layer back. Take a step outside. Touch grass with your big ass. That's a bar. Touch grass with your big ass. She could shut her bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
She'll get the other one, too.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco.
Crazy out here, man. They all fall under metabolic diseases because there are so many, Marty. That's what I'm saying. The list goes on. Heart disease. Ain't heart disease the number one killer of black women? I didn't say that one. That choker, that black band on her neck is about to give out. And you see none of them, they all taking a video this close to the joint. Like, yeah. You know, black men, you like this. Yeah, black men hate black women having that big ass. You close to the camera, let me see that body. I'm sure the numbers would show that black men date fat black women at a way higher rate than they date white women. You know what, KG? I need to make a video about that. Y'all bear with me for a second while I put this topic in my folder because this needs to be talked about. Black men date BBW white versus black. We're going to talk about this because, I mean, it just makes absolutely no sense. The race that says I like my women thick, the race that says I like my women juicy, I don't want you to lose your ass, they don't date fat women now. Okay. They don't date fat black women now. Okay. Isn't losing weight getting healthier? Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
She think every man is like that biscuit Olivia, black buff guy from back. I don't watch that, bro. A lot of those ninjas with fat white women are just the ninjas y'all didn't want. Uh-oh.
We do not care.
They listen. Y'all could not want ninjas, but don't get mad when they go to the white women. Because, you know, you got to have a little bit of swag to date black women. If you ain't got a little bit of swag, go do what makes you happy. I don't give a fuck. Because we're black women do it, too.
Nope.
We're black women, get them a white man real quick. Uh-oh. Ah. She must ain't been a row. Ain't no Jennies out there except the police. Her shoulders is pillows. Man, when I want you to be healthy and fit, the nerve, who hurt you, lady? Zip it. Crazy. And not to go political again, but black joints stay lecturing black men about race like we ain't black too. It's crazy. It's true, bro. It's true. Mike Hawk, what's up, baby? Touch grass, hug a tree, get some steps. Absolutely. Cardiovascular is the number one killer all across. Damn. Yeah, man. Hey, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got it.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
All right. Let's do some comment surfing. Let's get the comment surfing out the way because we got plenty to go to. We're going to start with the fellas. We're going to give the ladies a break because we are coming back to the ladies. We're going to see how ladies feel about fat men. Now, they tell me dad bod is lit, dad bod is in style, dad bod is the way to go, yada, yada, yada. Let's check it out. So we got Sally here. She says, I let a fat dude hit once, and I was disgusted with myself for months. Uh-oh.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
She was disgusted for months. Now, let's check out the comments, because y'all say, well, yeah, you know, ladies love a fat man. They don't like a fit dude. Well, I mean, well, you just got to go on social media to find the answer nowadays. Okay, she said years. I understand. How fat was he? As fuck. Okay. Did he have to pick up his belly to put it in? I don't know. I tried not to open my eyes too much. Now, ladies, y'all still take an L here because he still hit. But anyway, was it good? No. He was fat, fat. Was he at least cute with money? He was handsome in the face. I think we all hit that one super obese person when we were drunk, and it still haunts you to this day. Like, it's been 15 years and I can still smell the room, bro. I wanted to rip my skin off. But I thought plus size was better. I thought plus size was better in the bedroom. That's what they said, right? How did he get you? How did he get that far? I was drunk. Wow. Disgusted because he's fat, or his personality, or both? Everything. Just run it back. No. Was it fat? No, it was teeny. Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know?
Not even on the chart, but he'd be like a 10 or 11. She said he was fatter than the chart. That's crazy. That man, listen. Yeah, bro. Fellas, just get in shape. This is how they feel about you, man. The propaganda will have you eating healthy, being a glutton, gorging yourself, skipping the gym, and then you'll get to the point where you're pre-diabetic, right? You'll get to the point where you can get heart disease, you can get cardiovascular disease, and it's because you were listening to someone who doesn't have your best interests. You're listening to Ozempic ads. You're listening to fast food ads. You're listening to alcohol ads. You're listening to people on social media who don't give a fuck about you, and you're leading to your demise. All right? And this is what people really think about you. Look, you get less respect if you are not in shape, right? Not saying you got to have a six-pack. Not saying you got to look like a pro athlete. But it's just the truth, right? Life is better on this side, man. So get on this side. Get off of the big back side.
Big back activity.
Stop eating so many sides and stop eating so many fries.
It's Wendy's.
Stop telling big back lies.
Big back activity.
Stop eating Popeyes.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeyes?
And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep it going.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
Where we at, man? Oh, my goodness. If I hear another lady say she prefers a dad bod, I'm going to crash out. Okay, Jenny. Okay, Jenny, crash out then.
How dare you?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, crash out. Jenny definitely took an L because he still hit.
It's Wendy's.
She let a nigga hit right after Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
Listen, don't get online. Don't get online talking about your L's, because they still got you at the end of the day, ladies. So you might just want to keep that on the hush. Just keep that one to yourself. All right. Anyway. We get crucified if we did this shit to fat women. Oh, can you imagine, bro? Can you imagine if that happened? Man, she wasn't that damn drunk. She wanted that fupa.
Big Jeff become my fupa B&B.
Quiet is kept. The big joints who actually keep a man know how to just get... Quiet is kept. The big joints who actually keep a man know how to just get cracked. Order Uber Eats and mind their business. The ones who start politicking are the ones who can't get a man. How you know that, Seth? How you know that, Seth? How you know that? Keep it 100. It's like, nah. Let's keep this episode going. We got some more comment surfing. And we're not going to spend too much time here. I told you we got a lot to go over today. Black people make fun of you for anything. Bro saw me eating a salad and called me a health is wealth ass ninja.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
And this is what happens. We make fun of people who want to do better in the black community. We make fun of people who use common sense. We make fun of people who use better, who make better decisions for self-improvement. You make a decision for longevity and people try to shame you. You want to be smart with your money. People, oh, you cheap. You cheap, you boring. No, I'm not trying to go out and spend all my fucking money at the bar. No, you boring, you cheap. You cheap, this ninja broke. This ninja broke. This is what we do. And this is why we're so fucking out of shape. And we got the numbers we got. Let's see if anyone can relate to this in the comments. Let's see. You can be minding your business, doing the most normal thing, and someone will turn it into a personality type. Uh-oh. Don't let ninjas see you reading a book. They might stun you to death. Crabs in a barrel mentality. Yep. He saw you eating a salad and said, health is wealth, ass ninja. Meanwhile, his blood type is hot chip dust. That's crazy. Anyway, yeah, you're going to get clowned, especially in the black community. That's just what happens. That's just what happens, man. So don't let that shit discourage you. I can't tell you the amount. It's mostly women, though. Sorry, ladies. But the amount of women who just get discouraged and, you know, they stop their fitness journey. I've had girls who, I hate to talk about this girl. I really feel bad. But oh well, we here on the podcast. It is what it is. Yo, no bullshit. I had a girl lose 40 pounds with me, bro. Changed her whole life. Changed her whole life. And she let her friends peer pressure her into gaining all the 40 back. And she's gained more. And she's come to the gym. She's tried to lose it and nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. So just you know, you can mess yourself up out of a bad streak and you can never get back to it. So you got to have some mental strength to not listen to that shit, man. Let's get back in these comments, man. We're going to keep it going. Wicked, what up? That's oddly specific, Seth. Yeah, you know, Seth, oh, yeah, man. We all got a pass, bro. That's it. That's all. And my Duke Dennis voice. Well, I got Duke Dennis voice.
Well, ain't no way, bro.
Seth telling himself. The Boondocks crab gif. That's the episode when Stink Meter crew came after Granddad. That's a good episode. That's a good show. Anyway, what else we got? We got some more comments surfing. What we got? Oh, hold on. Which one is this? This is, oh, man. This one's kind of mean. Should I do this one? This one's kind of mean. Should I do this one? All right, we'll do it. Fuck it. Damn, they going to cancel me for this one. But this is what y'all like on this show. Ladies, I'm sorry. Sorry, ladies. All right, we got this guy here with his girl. See, she doing her thing. She dancing and shit. Bro has already won in life. She's just a full 10 out of 10. It will take you donkey years to bag a lady like this. Come on, y'all.
Oh, brother, now, this guy stinks.
Let's throw this out there. This is a cute girl. She's not ugly at all. She's not an ugly girl. But listen, y'all don't understand the damage you're doing. When you tell 200-plus-pound women, they're 10 out of 10s. That's all I'm going to say, bro.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
All right, so I'm going to get on the fellas and the ladies. Fellas, you're doing damage there because, ladies, you can agree or disagree. I live in the real world. When ladies get that male validation and they can stay comfortable and continue to get that male validation, they're going to...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On a state of fucking state. And this, these people probably in their 20s, maybe early 30s, they look like they're in their 20s. So the habit's only going to get worse, right? She's not going to be encouraged to go to the gym. And people in here, people in the comments on her ass, they said, slicing it. Who wants a woman like that, big with a flat ass? You call bag a lady like this? Damn, bro, they on her, bro. This is not a 10 out of 10 in any universe. That ass looking like brick steps isn't a 10. Anyway, bro, the point I'm trying to make is, ladies, don't listen to that bullshit. Ladies, don't listen to it. Fellas, stop praising it. We got more comments surfing, man. Let's check it out. What we got, man? Oh, God, ladies. This is just more proof. This is why I love this show. This is why I love this show, because it's not just me talking. We're getting real life examples on here. We dropping game. We entertain. We're funny. We're educating. And we bring a real life examples to the table. Ninjas get horny and start telling fat hoes they thick.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
So now, not only are we exposing this, but we have guys telling the truth now. They tell women this when they horny. Again, I told you, they use this to sexualize y'all. They look at y'all like a piece of meat, and that's what they do. Well, yes, but it's true. Men do anything for real. Cook them. Ain't they thick? Fun fact, starving men are more likely to find fat women attractive. But when they eat, they find them gross again. Your body is trying to find someone who can continue your bloodline through what it thinks is a famine. That's crazy. That's insane. What else we got? What else we got? Any more good comments? That's how you know a motherfucking horny as hell. Whoa, I can't read that. There's a slim line between fat and thick. And I tell skinny hoes they ass fat. Not just fat hoes. They begin to tell 2 out of 10. They're 10 out of 10 just to get some. Oh, man. I'm ninjas. Homies will say anything for the cat. Oh, man. Alcohol is the problem here. See, fellas, listen. Y'all going to listen to me one day. I'll be trying to tell y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all. Stop lying to the ladies. And ladies, they are lying to y'all. They want them buns. I don't think. See, the thing about it is, fellas, let me know if I'm wrong. Women haven't spent the day with testosterone all through your system, right? Testosterone is a great thing, but it could cause you to do some dumb things. Some of these ninjas, the dumb shit they do is lie to women to try to get some easy buns. And the easy buns, they equate that with you being thick, fat, big back.
Big back activity.
I know you don't got no brother or cousin to tell you that. But I'm your brother or cousin that's going to tell you that. I know you ain't got no coach to tell you that, but I'm the coach that's going to tell you that. And that's a fact. Just ask Spider-Man. It's like, no, I'm playing. Ask Mike Hawkins. It's like, no. Ask Seth. Oh, man, let's get in these comments. We got one more comment serve to do after this. But I just want to catch up on the comments, man. Oh, man, y'all funny as hell. Bro, what? Donkey years, multiple years, dudes getting treated. I'll take my pizza box butt any day over that, and the words of Spider-Mo. They going in. Anyone who got to flex their 10 is fucking lying.
Them thick-ass ankles and them thick-ass wrists. You could tell who going to have big mama arms early.
That ain't no damn 10. Y'all call anything a 10. Y'all just giving out 10 awards nowadays. Anybody's a 10. I know this is a fitness podcast, but it makes me sad seeing black women fat because the medical field doesn't even take black women issues serious. And most of y'all can't even advocate for yourself. Hold on. I do have a question about that, Ron. So they said, this is what they said. I'm just repeating what I've seen. They basically, and this is a hint of racism too, so get ready, guys. They basically said, like, they don't take black women serious because, one, they're black, so they don't really respect them. Two, they said black women be in there, like, dramatic, and they be getting smart with the doctors and nurses. I wouldn't know about this shit. I'm not saying that it's true. I'm just telling you what I heard. The shit could be a straight up lie. So Ronif, since you're in that environment and you know heard stories, maybe you've seen for yourself, is that true? Let me know. See what I'm saying? She so happy she got a man. She online throwing that bean bag without a care in the world. Big with a flat butt is wild. Y'all together are a 10. He the one and she the zero. Michael Hawkins, you know, I'm glad you're here today, brother, but you got to get your ass up out of here, brother. You arrested. Indecency, not being kind, and fat shaming, and fat phobia. You got 4 charges on this podcast episode. Can your hips really hold all that weight? She ain't outside complaining about signs and shit. Hey, yo. As a black woman, I would ask, do black women take themselves seriously based on their behavior? And if you don't take yourself seriously, nobody else will. I think that's a great question. I think black men, to an extent, need to be asked that question as well. Seriously. I mean, we really got to have a talk in the community on both sides. I agree. Mostly because they can label you as a non-compliant, and yes, black patients do get aggressive because they have their own prejudices, and the doctors do, and that can clash. That's sad. It's really sad, man. I mean, I look at it like, if I'm going to the hospital, right, I don't want to give any reason for someone to not want to care for me, right? Then on the doctor's side, do your fucking job. Like, why are you looking at, your job is to save someone's life. Why are you looking at someone as less than, based on their race, and you out here supposed to save lives? Why are you even gonna, if that's the case, why are you even gonna work at a hospital where black people go? Go out in the outskirts. Were you around all white people then, if that's how you're gonna be? Just my take on it. I can see, Marty, I can speak on this. A nurse I know said black women are some of the most difficult patients to deal with. She said they swear they know everything. And listen, I'm not, as a trainer, I'm not in a hospital. I'm speaking from a trainer perspective. Most of my clients have been black women. And when I say this, I'm not saying that other women can't be like this, because I've had Latina clients who don't fucking listen. I've had black men who don't fucking listen. Let's get that straight. All right. But I will say I've dealt with that on the trainer side too, where people got all the answers. They don't want to listen. Like, let's say, damn, this shit happened recently. Let's say somebody back is hurting, right? And I'm trying to show them some mobility. I'm trying to show them some stretches. I'm trying to show them some things that will loosen up the hips and loosen up things that are causing the lower back. They think they're supposed to stretch the lower back directly, just a static stretch. And I'm trying to tell them, no, you got to do some dynamic stretching. You got to do some, you got to stretch other parts of your body, right? That's what's leading to the sore back. People don't want to fucking listen. They got all the answers, right? So, hey, all right, do your thing, and we'll see if you get better on your own. The only issues I have with black patients is they distance themselves once they realize that I'm not African-American or don't understand Ebonics. And you in Florida, too. That's a different type of breed of black people. Like, certain places, there's black people, and then it's a different breed. Florida's one of them places, right? Florida got a different kind of black people out there. I mean, dog, I'm out there. The last time I was out there, I was out in Florida earlier this year, right? call an Uber. Call an Uber, just a regular Uber. The ninja pulls up with no hood on his car. And so I'm looking like, this can't be the Uber, right? He put the Uber sign up. First of all, you pull up with no Uber sign up, no hood on your car. I'm in Florida. You know motherfuckers crazy in Florida.
Nope.
Then he put the Uber sign up when he pull up. Yeah, I'm the Uber. You Chris? I'm like, bro, what? He like, yeah, I know. Man, listen, y'all got, why y'all looking at me so crazy? I know I ain't got no hood. What? You don't have a hood on your car. What the fuck? Then, you know what I'm saying? I started to talk to him. He was cool. So I got in the Uber, right? And then he like, yeah, man, you know, you the coolest one that got in the Uber with no hood.
Nope.
I said, well, what you expect? He like, it's just the white people, man. The white people keep looking at me all crazy. Like, bro, these motherfuckers in Florida is different. Yo, oh, man, I thought they was trying to set me up. I thought they was trying to cancel me. Mad about having to get on a scale was the most common. Oh, man. Patients using Jim Crow tactics. They have a name for it, transference or countertransference. If you look in the medical ethics book, just we project our own bias on the patients and they do the same. That's crazy, bro. That's shit that you don't think about. She says she's had black wives tell the doctor what tests they can and can't run. She said after a while you start realizing this is why we don't get help. Damn.
Nope.
Damn.
You know, black people.
No.
I'm African and I don't fuck with all the Ebonics and slang. There's Uber drivers who are using someone else's account to make money, or they can be an ex-con. Yeah, bro, you got to be careful with them Ubers. Anyway, we got one more comment, surfing, and then we're going to keep the episode going. oh, man. So we got this trend here. Oh, hold up. I pressed the wrong thing. Hold on. Bear with me. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Best Fitness Podcast. Oh, you dig? All right, we got this trend here where guys are picking up their, these are fit guys picking up their fat girlfriends. And the caption here says, girl, you were never a problem. Oh, brother,
this guy stinks.
Instead of self-improvement, you just got to get a loser gym guy that can pick you up. I mean, that's great. I'm glad he's fit and can pick you up. That's amazing. But how about some self-improvement anyway? Somebody said to this, having to be in shape to date out-of-shape women is hilarious. It just goes with the whole delusion factor. Well, that's crazy. I did not mean to show that. Actually, I don't know what's going to pop up in this thread, but it just goes along and shows that we're living in a delusional society now. Right? You want to hold people to a certain standard, but you don't want to hold yourself to that same exact standard or somewhere close to it. It makes absolutely no sense. America is cooked, right? What are you doing to separate yourself? I made a post about that on TikTok today. Just separate yourself from the madness, man. Tap into podcasts like this, self-improvement, where, you know, we're trying to elevate. We're trying to get to the next level. Separate yourself from these people. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Damn, Ron, if you speak four languages and you don't have issues with anyone but African-American, their back's about to give out doing that. Exactly. All right, let's keep the fitness talk going, man. We got this guy here that says he's super fit. He gets a lot of backlash. Let's see why he gets so much backlash.
Yo, what's up, dude?
I've been working out 8 years, 5+ times a week. I don't look like what society tells you a super jacked and fit guy should look like.
So hold on, let me rewind that. He says,
I've been working out 8 years, 5+ times a week.
Eight years, 5+ times a week he's been working out.
I don't look like what society tells you.
He doesn't look like what society tells you. I mean, let's keep it going.
Super jacked and fit guy should look like.
Well, if that's your workout, I don't think you're going to look like what society tells you you should look like. If you've been working out that long. What the fuck is that?
I guess the first question I would like to ask this guy is, do you think you're super jacked and super fit because you're able to do squat punches, 3 sets of 15, and especially do them like this?
Still have body fat, stretch marks, and my muscles aren't the biggest.
Again, you're acting virtuous here because you've stayed mediocre for 8 years.
Buddy,
the reason why you still have body fat and your muscles aren't the biggest after 8 years of training is because you're doing fucking bops and cardio wigglies.
Okay for any-
And that's real, man. Listen, if you don't want to be the highest fitness level you can be, the lowest body fat you can be, the best physique you can be, it's absolutely fine, bro. But don't sit here and act like you this hardcore workout dude and you're doing some bullshit like that.
What?
Of course you're not going to have a great physique. You had the physique you deserve by doing that bullshit.
Anyone to have goals that match up with their lifestyle. I enjoy having a cold one on a Saturday with friends or going out for a bite to eat with my family and not restricting myself.
And there it is. This is the biggest cope you'll hear from these
Biggest cope. You can do all of that stuff and have a great physique. The reason your physique isn't on point is not because you go out with friends and eat. It's because you're doing bullshit workouts.
And people, literally no one said you had to be jacked and no one gives a fuck about your physique. So stop acting morally superior because you settled on average results. I'm just so tired of the cope and the lies. You can 100% be shredded and still grab a beer and still eat out with your family. Especially if you stop doing bops and cardio wigglies for your fucking workouts. Jabronis like this stay stuck for years because they think attendance equals progress. My clients are busy moms and dads who have careers, who have kids. Some of my clients have type 1 diabetes, and every single client drops 10% of their body weight and starts stacking muscle in 90 to 180 days by following a proven system that's worked for decades. Listen, if you're done.
All right. No free promo, but yeah, all facts. Listen, man, and guys, it's just very popular for guys to cope with their physique. And people think I do that. And listen, man, I try to have the best physique I possibly can, but I also train a certain way. I don't train to have the best physique. And my physique's still better than a lot of these motherfuckers, right? But I don't get online and try to put guys down who have a better physique than me and try to cope. That's not what I'm about to do. I don't give a fuck about that. I just want to be as fit as possible, as healthy as possible, and I want to be as athletic as possible. That's what the fuck and that's what I'm on. That's what I do, right? But a lot of these guys, they just can't admit, like, hey, I'm not really into, you know, changing my aesthetic. I really don't care. I just want to be active. It's nothing wrong with that, bro. Just say that shit. Stop getting online and bitching. It makes absolutely no sense. Let's get in these comments. We're going to keep this thing going, man. He getting sturdy is crazy. Dude need to get on camera with his shirt off. Yes. What is bro with the beard social media? That's a great question. Not sure off the top of my head. I'm going to have to go look for it. Ask me again at the end of the podcast. I'll get it for you. What does Habib work out at? LA Bitchiness Bars. Settled on average results. Yeah. He must train down Anacostia Park with them burpee bammers. See, that's they're going to cancel me for that. They're going to cancel me for that. Hey, you know that's Toon's crew. You know they're going to see this. You know, hey, Toon, what's up with C. Marty? He throwing shade at us. What's up with him and Spider-Mo? They doing them corny-ass skits. What's going on, man? I watched WNBA on the last episode. Y'all talking about Audie Crooks. She had zero chance to succeed in a W. The game is too fast and the big...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Too athletic, 6'2", is undersized for, and she's obese. That's what I said, too. I don't see it. What's she going to do when she got to play Asia Wilson? It's curtains. That's what I'm saying, bro. Dude, lift heavy. Common sense, exactly. Use your common sense.
What's your common sense?
I think most people who go to the gym don't even have the best physics, because it's just a box to check in on their list. Absolutely. I haven't heard from James Cap recently. He's blocked. Him and his wife are blocked. I don't have time for that shit. I ain't, listen. Because I ain't about to keep going back and forth every couple of months with his bitch ass. Like, bro, just do that shit over there. You got it, bro. And I'd rather just, you got it. Because I'm putting in too much work. I'm helping too much people. I'm doing this shit in real life to be going back and forth with his bitch ass. The dude is, never mind, let me chill. But, I mean, that's his whole brand. You go to his page, all he do is, it's like he calls out people who, I don't know if they were, never mind, I ain't even going to go there. But that's all he do. I'm cool. What I do is I highlight people and what's holding them back in their fitness journey. And people take that shit so personally, right? And I have a message with my post. I don't know what the fuck that dude is on, but he got it. Bars, Marty, you have the physique you deserve. Exactly. Who cares about James? He's a exactly. I can easily bulk up, but I stay in the 160s on purpose. Don't want to be too heavy rock climbing and ninja training. I mean, you do it. You do what works for you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nah, tune train down UMD. I ain't talking about the horses. Oh, all right. My bad. Pumpkin obsessed with me. I didn't know James had a wife. I thought he was gay. And I'm going to keep it 100, bro. I'm keeping it 100. I know I might get canceled for this. But, like, his audience, not only does, I don't have a problem with him responding, but it's like, I don't like opening up my phone and it's all these bitch-ass soy boys in my DM and my comments just talking shit. I know people going to talk shit. I'm cool with that. But it's just like, no offense. You got drag queens in my DM talking shit. Like, bro, and the moment I say something to them, the moment I clap back at them, then I'm canceled. My page is banned. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just the people that's rocking with them, it goes against my values as a man, as a Christian, and the list goes on. And I don't want to invite that energy in my life. It's cool. It's cool. That's not what I'm on. Like, yeah, I'm just being honest, bro. Never mind. Like, let me chill, bro. See, y'all about to get me started. That's why I blocked them. I'm going to get canceled for sure. Good job, Chris. Block and ignore the haters. It's not good for your brain anyway if you're constantly getting drama. Exactly. And I got people coming to my page that want to train. All right, people checking out my service. It's a big turn. What I do is already a turnoff for a lot of people, which is good because it makes me attract people who are serious. But I don't want to get in the Instagram wars. That shit just don't look professional at all. You got to relax on the burpee ninjas. You know you need locks and a probation officer in order to join their crew. Oh, yeah. It's a whole bunch of them, bro. A whole bunch of, like, it'd be like drag queens and it'd be like just fucking losers. I mean, like, just people I would never respect as a man. I can't stand that shit. You get online and you talking shit behind the screen. You would never say that shit to me in person all my life. And I'm not trying to act like I'm a tough guy because anybody could get humbled. I've been humbled in my life. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, I've been humbled by people that's really about it. None of these guys online will do that in real life. They've never done that in real life to someone. So, you know, I just don't even want that energy in there, man. It's very frustrating, to be honest, man. So, Seth need to get my felonies up. I don't know why Mike Epps apologized. Deceptions. See, Mike, did you see the YouTube has been documenting a bunch of big back people because of the gluttonous videos? I haven't. Dudes like James attract a certain demographic because he seems triable. Low-key, a lot of people like sassy men as long as they being sassy for the right cause. Yeah, bro, it's all good. You want people you're compatible with anyway as a trainer. I couldn't be training people who irritated me every time I get in the gym. Yeah, thank God, exactly. So, hey, man, let's keep it going. What we got next, man? Let's do this one. Let's do the trainer video. So, speaking of James Coppola, which is crazy, we got this video on YouTube, which I'm going to do a full reaction to. I've been bullshitting with that, but that's going to drop soon. But doing a full reaction video to this guy goes to a big back trainer and then he goes to a fit trainer and he talks about the difference. It's crazy to me how We've seen nothing about this. No backlash about this because a white man did it. But as soon as my black ass does it, now I'm getting canceled.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
My black ass gets canceled for talking about this topic and saying trainers need to be in shape. Let's check it out. Make sure y'all hit the like button.
When you hire a fat personal trainer. Now, Joe Frazier ended up hiring an overweight trainer to see what she knew and how she trains her clients. Now, she did say that most of her clients are people who have no clue where to even start in the gym, and they are very high anxiety people.
And peep game. She has clients who have nowhere where to start. Nowhere. They have no idea where to start in the gym. They've never been in the gym. Respectfully, I love to help people. That's not the client I want. Okay, I don't have the patience. I mean, I do have the patience. Let me get that wrong. I have the patience. But right now, they will hold my current clients back, right? And then a lot of those people won't see the value in getting a trainer, so they're not going to pay the money that I want.
Especially when it comes to stepping in the gym. She started Joe off with a barbell shoulder press, then into lat pull downs, dumbbell shoulder raises, and a superset with dumbbell hammer curls and rope tricep pushdowns. But I did notice that the reps just looked so easy throughout the whole lift. He was really never actually hitting failure. And
it's going to be hard for an overweight trainer that doesn't push themselves, right? It's going to be hard for them to push someone who's used to pushing themselves in the gym. Right? If you're not working out at maximum output, right, it's going to be hard for you to push someone to that level.
Any of these workouts. When I'm at the gym, I always notice that personal trainers are not pushing their clients very hard at all, especially at commercial gyms, because truthfully, a lot of gym trainers are just therapists for the people who sign up for personal trainers, and the trainers are still getting paid, so they will just pretty much do whatever. And if you notice at a commercial gym, it's a lot of talking and not working out. But she did address her weight as a personal trainer, and she believes as long as she has all the right requirements, she can do this job.
Anybody can be a personal trainer if they train and they qualify and they get insurance and they get a job and they can get clients.
Joe then got a lift in from a guy who clearly works out, and you could just tell the difference between this workout and the last workout when it comes to being pushed. Now again, her clients are probably different type of people when it comes to working out, but there's definitely some merit to being trained by a person who is in shape versus who is not in shape.
Absolutely, bro. There's a difference, bro. There's a difference, man. And even like, and I hate to do this because I'm not really like trying to throw shade, but even in the basketball world, which I'm no longer involved in, you know, as far as like training basketball, I see what some of these guys are doing and it's straight bullshit, right? And I know if I enter that lane, I'll be able to get folks right because I lived that life. I went through it. I know what it takes. I've been around great players and seen what they did to get their game right, right? So it's just a different level of coaching, a different level you reach when you actually doing the shit, when you're living a fit lifestyle, when you've been on a bodybuilder competition, you've done the high rocks, played a D1 sport, you really just do that shit at a high level. You've been doing it for years. Your knowledge is going to go up. So it is what it is, man. It's crazy. None of these white people got any of the backlash I got. Like, I still get DMs from this shit. I still get DMs, man. Hit the like button, absolutely. Dan C. Marty, the sissies at you in the DMs. I mean, it's wild, bro. You know, and I don't have anything against the gay community, but my thing is like, it's not the fact that it's gay people, but it's people who don't work out, and they make it clear that they're gay. On top of that, so it's like we don't have anything in common. So don't tell me anything about what the fuck I do. You feel me? Don't tell me how what I'm supposed to believe in, because you don't believe in what I believe in. You don't even like what I like. Not only that, you don't live the lifestyle that I live. So we on two different paths. We on two different purposes. We not the same. We not on the same shit as a man, right? You don't even want to be a man. So let's chill out. All right. And I ain't gonna bring the Bible into it, but come on, man. Let's relax. Shit crazy. So the guy in the red is autistic. Nah, he's not autistic, but the lady who he was training with, the plus size lady, she has autism and trains people with autism, people who are new to the gym, people who are intimidated by the gym and whatever, some other shit. So I feel C. Marty on that. It's man shit, talking heavy in the DMs. When you're on the designated victims list, it's crazy work. It'll make your hands hot. Facts. I still don't understand the mindset, the obese trainer nonsense. What are the clients striving towards? Fit the part. Exactly. Jenny, they strive to not look like their trainer. Probably announcing, baby, I've been fat and gay all my life.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shakes when I get in.
Let's look at this last video before we get out of here, man. Southwest is taking away the free seat rule for the plus size people. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Hopefully they don't block this because it's the Breakfast Club.
Next month, anyone who doesn't fit comfortably between the armrests will have to buy a second seat.
They got to buy a second seat.
Book their ticket. Yeah. So right now, Southwest is the only major airline that lets you ask for that extra seat for free at the airport, or buy it ahead of time and get a refund later. But now, under these new rules, that free option is gone, and even the refund is no longer guaranteed.
All right, I don't want to get a copyright from Breakfast Club, so we're just going to leave it there. But, I mean, you get the point. They're taking the rule away. And like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, the world is returning back to common sense, right? This stuff is getting out of hand. It's getting ridiculous. People are sick of it, right? And people are no longer scared to call it out. There was a time where people were like, I ain't trying to get canceled. I'm not going to do that. Nobody gives a fuck now. Right. And I guess you could have called someone's job. You could have done this or that. That stuff probably isn't going to get you canceled. Now, if you're racist or if you're homophobic or something, that'll probably get you fired. But being fat phobic and stuff, that nobody can, that shit doesn't. No. Victoria's Secret got rid of it. I think Nike got rid of their plus size line. Lululemon CEO comes out and says, we don't make clothes for plus size people. Flat out said it. So no, people aren't scared of this shit no more, man. And like I said, there's so much science out to show that you shouldn't be getting fat. You shouldn't be out of shape, right? You're going against science. And then with the rise of Ozempic and all these peptides coming out that's helping people lose weight, people don't want to be fat, right? So it's the truth. It's the truth, man. So the world is changing, and podcasts like this and people like myself and people like y'all in the comments speaking up on it, we're all contributing to it.
Yep.
I got one client who's autistic. He's not bad, but I couldn't have every client have a learning disability or they can't speak or understand English. It's a tough job, man. Jenny saw this today. Flying in general is a privilege, not a human right. Yep. You played a video earlier in the year where a girl said, where's the reward for fit people on a plane? Huh? Oh, man, you should feel something if you got to get a size 16 every time at the store. Hey, yo, it's because more people are keeping it real that they don't want to be fat. Exactly.
Nope.
They definitely don't, man. That's another fire episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Great episode, man. Great freaking episode, man. Go ahead, follow my social media. C Marty Fit on Instagram, C Marty Fit on TikTok, C Marty Fit on X, C Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page, share it with a friend. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com for the gear, or you can buy the gear directly from my YouTube. Less Brunches More Crunches podcast on Apple and Spotify. Go ahead, subscribe there if you want to listen to the audio. But either way, man, definitely appreciate the support. And those of y'all who are looking at the little YouTube highlights for the year, if I'm in your top 5 or top 10, number one, some of y'all like KG, I appreciate it, man. We're going to keep this show going. We still in the early stages. Guy with the beard, social media. I'll try to find it for you real quick. If it take too long, bro, we're going to have to keep it pushing. I don't see it. It should be right here. Where is it at? Is this it? No, that ain't it. I don't know, bro. if you got my Instagram, message me, bro. I might have to go through some of these videos. Oh no, I found it. I got it. I found it for you. I got you. Hold on. I'm about to send you the link. I'm gonna just put the link in the chat for real. Hold up, hold up, hold up. How many followers he got? Oh, he don't have a lot of followers. He got a small following. I'm gonna put that joint in the chat for you, bro. That's the link for it. All right. So you take Ozempic. Should you take Ozempic accusations as a compliment? I get irritated with this person ask all the time. I mean, it is a, I guess it is a compliment because they saying you lost weight, but you know, just make it clear that is not, because now they trying to discredit your work, and that could be a hater for real.
Nope.
Especially if you made it clear that, you know, hey, nah, I'm putting this work in, and they still keep saying that they're fucking hating. Hit the like button. Plus, I think people are tired of fat people talking shit. Like I said, you can be fat and happy as long as you mind your business. Yeah, it's getting annoying, bro. It's getting annoying, bro. But hey, man, like I said, another fire episode. Go ahead, follow all the social medias. NutriMeal plans. See MartyFit 50 for the discount code if you want that. Nutri, NUTRE. I think I got the link in the description. I should. And I'm working on a whole bunch of other stuff, man. So appreciate y'all. And you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Catch y'all Friday night, 10 o'clock Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. I'm out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!